KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Well, after weeks of private negotiations, Republican legislators are still wrangling over the size and scope of a tax cut package. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer says discussions have been productive, but there's no consensus among Republicans in the House and Senate over how large the tax cut should be. Upmeyer says it takes time to evaluate how different options impact the bottom line.
Part of it is we do want to be technically correct so that we're doing what we think we're doing, because as I've learned more this year than I've ever appreciated in the past, how complicated tax bills can become.
Representative Guy Vanderlinden, a Republican from Oskaloosa, is chairman of the House Ways and Means Tax Writing Committee. He says House Republicans are more concerned about what the state can afford, while Senate Republicans are focused on being bold.
And everybody's got an opinion about just about every facet of it, so it's just going to take some time. But I think we're much closer than we have been.
Senate President Charles Schneider, a Republican from West Des Moines, suggests there's no rush to strike an accord on taxes or on the related discussion about next year's state spending plan.
We're not really focused on a timeline per se. We're focused on making sure that we've got the elements of tax reform that we want to have included in a final agreement, and that we're passing and agreeing to a budget that's reasonable and that Iowans would think is common sense.
For example, Senate Republicans put a cut on the corporate tax rate in the plan they passed earlier this year. A corporate cut isn't in the plan Republican Governor Kim Reynolds released in February. She didn't call for changing tax treatment for credit unions either. That's something banks are seeking, and it was included in the Senate GOP's plan. The Senate GOP plan called for $1 billion worth of tax cuts annually. Governor Reynolds' plan would amount to about $300 million in cuts per year. Two public hearings are set to take place this evening during a meeting of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education. The first, at 5:30 p.m., is with regard to the proposed 2018-19 school calendar, which indicates the school year will begin August 23rd. The winter break is from December 24th through January 2nd. There is no spring break on the schedule, and barring any snow makeup days, classes will end May 23rd. The second public hearing is at 5:45 this evening with regard to the 2018-19 certified budget. The school board meeting takes place in the media room at the Atlantic High School. In other business, the board will discuss technology purchases and act on the resignations. Also, they'll act on approving a 2018-19 school calendar and the certified budget, along with the audit report and the setting of a public hearing for 2017-18 amended certified budget. You can read more on that meeting under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A special session for the Audubon Community School District's Board of Education will be this evening at 5:30 in the boardroom at the Audubon High School. During their session, a budget hearing will be held featuring a public hearing on the proposed 2018-19 school budget. Afterward, the board will act on approving a budget guarantee resolution, a budget plan for certifications and personnel matters. An exempt session will follow the conclusion of regular business for the purpose of discussing a negotiation strategy with a collective bargaining unit. The CAM school board on Monday tabled action on the 2018-19 school calendar over concerns about when the spring conferences would be held in February. The calendar will be tweaked and presented to the board for their approval next month. The current proposed calendar indicates classes will begin August 23rd or the last day, May 23rd of 2019. Since the district traditionally hasn't taken a spring break, the exception is that a couple of days will be reserved for time off around Easter 2019. The calendar also proposes ending the semester at Christmas. In other business, the CAM school board approved the 2018-19 budget, which calls for a tax asking of $9.80 per $1,000 valuation, which is slightly less than they asked for a year ago. The board also approved renewing a sharing agreement with Griswold for an art teacher and the renewal of an operational sharing agreement with Nottoway Valley for the positions of superintendent, buildings and ground supervisor, and human resources. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.